University of California workers picketed at all of UC's medical centers and campuses statewide today to protest working conditions. Reed May reports.
The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Union, or AFSCME, represents nearly 20,000 UC workers. Their contract will expire at the beginning of next year. Members of the AFSCME Local 3299 are in contract negotiations with the UC and picketed outside the Berkeley campus to raise awareness of their efforts to earn better pay and benefits. Maricruz Manzanares is a senior custodian at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. She says workers, whose wages have been frozen for almost 5 years, are having to take second jobs to make ends meet while executives are getting raises every 2 years.
They don't get like the 10% or the 2% that they give us, or 1.5% or 0.5%, but they get 16, 33 or more percentage. Their salaries are already big compared to ours. It's like we all are struggling day by day, and the other day we were joking about when the month starts, we're getting paid once a month. So when the month starts, we all bring meat at our lunch. But when the month is ending, we all vegetarians because we cannot afford meat. So it's as funny as it looks, it's a reality. And a lot of workers are living like that.
The union says low wages and inferior benefits have created recruitment and retention problems at the UC, which results in a less experienced workforce, more temporary workers, and heavier workloads for healthcare workers. Daniel Alvarado is on the negotiation board for AFSCME and is also a gardener at UC Berkeley. He says employees essential to university functions should be given raises to match the cost of living.
And the university always, when they give their executives, they give them pay raises and gives them bonuses. They always use the justification for that as we need to retain good people. What are we, expendable? The service workers, are we that expendable? You see, and the thing is that we should also be encouraged to be career employees, just like any other University of California employee.
Picketers said wages in many classifications at the UC are 30 to 50% below market rate at other hospitals. They also said employees doing the same work at local community colleges receive higher wages and better benefits. Lester Howard is a truck driver for the Berkeley Laboratory. He says some employees can work in the UC system all their lives and cannot afford to send their own kids to the schools.
UC has one of the most prestigious images. If your niece or nephew or son or daughter was to be accepted to the University of Berkeley, you'd feel like you'd accomplished something. But the underbelly of the university, which is us, the ones who make it happen, they don't even want the public to know how the workers are being treated. That's why we have to be out here in the rain picketing to let people know that the university doesn't treat their workers right. Even the students support us. The students support us, and as you hear all of the horns and all of the people, the public supports us. So we're just trying to increase public awareness on how the university, one of the best educational systems in America, treats their workers. We don't feel that it's fair.
Union members say the more the UC resists their requests for fair work conditions, the more they'll be picketing in the streets. Reed May, KPFA Evening News.